Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss how Nick Cannon and his 11 kids celebrate Father's Day, the return of Paddington, our dream guests for Hot Ones, and Demi Moore's thespian chihuahua. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning, Corey Cool.
Good day. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary? What's today? Oh, it's the big day. Oh my God, I almost forgot.
I don't even know where that came from. It just slipped out. There's not even an anniversary.
Las Aniversidad.
It's Happy Pride, I guess. Have we been celebrating Pride this month?
I have not. I'm not feeling very prideful, to
not
be honest.
You.
Oh.
I mean us, we, the pod.
The pod. You know, we dabble in queer conversation.
Have we been celebrating Pride on the pod?
Are you feeling prideful?
I'm filled with Christ's love.
That's what I thought.
Do you know what movie that
is? And that's what she said.
Do you know what movie that's from?
Yeah, Saved.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like you... is there a Psychobabble historian that can tally it? Another one, thank you. Because I feel like Corey has referenced that exact line maybe 9 times on the pod.
If I was a doll... You can't clock the doll.
You can't read the doll.
You can't bathe the doll. If I was a doll, one of my pull string phrases would be, I am filled with Christ's love. But would my arm then throw a Bible? You know how?
Sure.
Did you ever have?
It swings like this, you know, no, like a rotator cuff.
I don't need to go back into the depths of how you were poor when you grew up, but did you have any Power Ranger toys?
Well, we could only afford the blue Power Ranger.
Was Billy on sale?
Billy on sale? It sounds like Beyonce, but with an accent.
Was Billy on sale?
Say it again.
Billy on sale.
Billy on sale Knowles?
Well, what I was going to say was...
Well, go on.
We had the Power Rangers that were like the big, like Ken size, like Barbie size, Ken doll
yes.
size.
Yes.
We had those and they were great. And then one year somebody bought us ones that had like a little button on the back and you would push it.
And it
then
swings the arm.
I hated that shit. I was like, I don't want that.
Oh.
But I guess if you can't read the doll and I'm the doll and I throw a Bible, I guess I need that switch.
Maybe. Dolls are a lot. Dolls are, for me, dolls are supposed to be about imagination. And so violence through physical means, it's like, whatever happened to imagining your doll hitting another doll? Why you have to bring mechanics into it?
Do you make the two dolls you got from the estate sales fight?
We can call it fight. I thought you were going to ask something else. No, I keep one of the dolls upstairs and one of the dolls downstairs.
You can't read the doll downstairs.
You can't separate the dolls. And I do.
Did you ever make your doll scissor?
Nah, we're talking. No,
I didn't. Did you ever make your Power Rangers with or without the auto arm scissor?
What's his name? Lord Zedd or something?
Lord Zedd.
Rita Repulsa's like skinless friend or perhaps boss.
Wasn't Lord Zedd the floating head?
No, that's I don't know who that is.
He was always giving Wizard of Oz man behind the curtain, man.
I didn't like what they showed of him in the movie when they showed some type of origin story moment, and it really I found it to be disturbing for that man.
Was this before or after Tommy went from the Green Ranger to the White Ranger?
This was actually I don't know, but I gotta say when that happened I was truly gagged. I was gagged gooped. I thought it was the plot twist of the century. I thought it was like I couldn't wait to go to school the next day to talk. I said the girls, we need to discuss, mama.
He's white now.
No, the villain who's friends with Rita Repulsa.
Winged creatures actually. Power Rangers had a lot of
Lord Zedd. I just looked it up. Lord Zedd.
A lot of Wizard of Oz references. Didn't she have flying monkeys?
Perhaps.
Why was Rita so Repulsa?
Yeah, we'll never know. Actually, I'm on the Wikipedia page right now and I could tell you.
Actually, that's a good Halloween costume. If you did like a Rita Repulsa costume and did it well.
Honey.
Now, if only I had a party to go to. I'm still bitter. I didn't get on the podium with my Mean Girls costume at work last year. There, I said it.
There's still time. There's not still time.
There's time for this year's Halloween costume contest.
Oh my God! It's kind of time to start thinking about Halloween. No,
No, whenever I get a good idea during the year, I put a little voice reminder app and I'm always on September 1st. Remind me to be this for Halloween.
No,
and
we don't have time. We don't have time to think about that. One. It's pride. We're still on pride.
Okay. Oh, you want to talk about pride?
No.
What do you have to say? What do you have to say?
About pride?
I'm disappointed in you for a few reasons.
Go on.
How are you not going to bring the news of the Paddington Bear threequel coming to theaters this November, Paddington in Peru. Why no stir from you, their number one fan?
Oh, I'm stirring. Mama.
Why do I have to learn Paddington in Peru from Pop Crave and not from my best friend?
That is a valid question. Well, you know,
how could you do this to me?
I tell you about Paddington once and you don't care. I tell you about Paddington twice and you don't care. Fool me once. There's an old saying in Tennessee.
Fool me once. In Paddington Bear lore.
Shame on you. Fool me twice.
Shame on me.
Fool me twice. You can't fool me again.
Is this the third or the fourth in the series?
This is the third.
So Paddington, Paddington 2, Paddington in Peru.
I don't know if Paddington 2 is called Paddington 2, but I do know Paddington 3 is called Paddington in Peru.
Can you believe I have not seen any of them? Every time I look to see if it's on something.
So you hate heartwarming stories about refugees. Okay.
Anytime I have searched in the past to see where this bear might be on streaming for free, they gatekeep this bear for rich people. There, I said it.
There, you said it. You know what? And
that refugee's really following the American dream. Capitalism, baby.
Oh, late stage, honey.
Charging an arm and a leg, honey, and a bear claw.
Honey. Yeah. Oh my God. I went to a coffee shop and I was like, do you have Splenda? And they go, we have honey. I'm like, oh, so the last thing I want to put in my coffee is honey. What do you mean you have honey? Grow up. What do you don't even have a little bit of some sugar, azucar, brown sugar, something?
You know you got to be careful talking about honey on this pod because I will tell the story again about how I eat my chicken nuggets from McDonald's with honey.
Pass. Pass, but thank you, though.
You can't pass the doll.
Oh, my God. Somebody was trying to... Somebody posted...
Who was it?
Somebody that I don't know and I will never know. Somebody posted a TikTok. They were doing a Where Are They Now of YouTubers, okay?
And, oh, I saw.
And they're going through, you know, here's... This is what that's so Jack's up to this. Here's what's blah, blah, blah's up to. Here's Glozell and her kid. And here's Tyler Oakley. And they show me and my... in my anxiety transformation with my clay, and they're all, can somebody tell me what's going on with Tyler Oakley? And it's, and it sounds, I don't know, is it concern? Is it judgment? Either way, it's a lack of whimsy is what I'm gathering. I posted the video, and a friend of mine poignantly DM'd me and said, they can't read the doll. And I thought, you know what? They can't read the doll. How are you hating from outside the closet? They're not even hating, but how are you hating from outside the closet? You can't read the doll. Okay, I'm up here creating, beautifying, enjoying, giving.
Loving to laugh.
And you're trying to read the doll from your car, in your car, recording a TikTok? To read the doll?
How many people gonna keep coming out of the woodwork and they have to mention talking shit about a YouTuber from years ago to get any sort of view on their video?
You know, it's chill, mama. I barely care. It hasn't touched me one bit. I haven't thought about it once more than this.
I saw the video, and he commented that you got contact lenses, and I wanted to go comment and say, no, that's LASIK.
Well, I commented on the video. I said, yeah. And he goes, LOL, love, can you explain?
As they always do.
And I said, well, I got LASIK, not contacts.
Yeah.
I told him the doll's truth. The doll has spoken.
You should have linked him to the video. The YouTube video of your eye surgery.
Is there a YouTube video?
I don't know. I feel like I've content of that has been forced upon me.
My bad.
How many times do I have to see layers of your eye being peeled back?
Once is one time too many.
Well, I have a follow-up question.
Hit me.
Are you wet for Inside Out 2?
Well, I'm not dry. Well, I am.
your clay's dry.
The clay's dry, I'm wet. No, I'm,
I can still see it on your mic.
Oh, nice. Nice. I guess, you know what, I separately but equally, I did see that Pixar announced they have zero interest in doing live action remakes. And while that should be a duh, I just have to express I just have to express gratitude for at least for the next, I don't know, handful of years before somebody gets hired in and decides, oh, we have a new idea for a cash grab and it's all of that. But I just have to express gratitude that capitalism hasn't sinked its little fingers and teeth into my insides outs. And made a live action Inside Out. How would they do it? Live action Toy Story? Live action Cars.
If they can make a floating head in Power Rangers, they can make people float in your head in Inside Out.
Live action Cars is just Herbie with Lindsay.
Who?
Herbie?
Herbie fully loaded?
Isn't Lindsay in it?
Was Herbie fully loaded because he had...
He was pumped and pumped. He was a no-loads-refused car.
Was Herbie a no-loads-refused car?
When he said he was fully loaded, he had Roman... Not Roman numerals. What are those called?
Hash marks?
Hash marks on his bumper, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do know what you mean.
I saw a picture of a... what's that new Tesla ugly block car?
Oh God. I commented on somebody's TikTok this morning. Cybertruck?
A Cybertruck with Cybertruck balls.
I think you sent me that.
I did send it to you.
Jesus Christ. Somebody at my grocery store. I go early in the morning when no one else is there. It's like just me and the employees. And I I've discovered that all the employees at that place all park in the best parking spots. And I'm just like, in my day, when we showed up, we had to park at the back of the parking lot and walk. So why are all the employees parking in the good spots? Anyway, one of them has truck nuts, but it's a blue bunny peep.
A blue bunny peep.
Like, you know when they made peeps as in and into bunnies instead of the chicks, but they're still peeps?
Sure.
This person has blue bunny peeps truck nuts.
No, thank you. Maybe it's just for Easter. Maybe it's for Jesus.
And either the same person is going there every week at the same time I do and beating me to the prime time spot, or it's an employee. It's an employee parking in the best parking spot in the whole parking lot.
What kind of business is this?
A grocery store. Who's allowing that?
Girl, grow up. There are 400 grocery store parking spots. I don't need to hear about this. Next.
You know, babe. You know I park at the furthest one out and I walk because I don't go looking for a prime time parking spot.
Well, nobody needs a PCPS. No. I certainly don't.
Hey.
Huh.
Are you glad you don't live in the era of when, like... Or let me rephrase that. Are you glad Hot Ones wasn't a thing a few years ago? So, because, like, you know they would have asked you to be on it.
I'm not sure if they haven't.
Really? But
it's absolutely something I would say no to without even thinking.
You couldn't even eat one wing.
Baby, I can't eat the doll, me at an Indian restaurant.
You can't say that because you don't even know what the doll is.
Doll? It's green. Perhaps yellowish.
You're thinking Sog Paneer, honey.
Oh, no, I know Sog Paneer.
So are you going to watch Ariana Grande on Hot Ones?
I'm going to be real with you. I've never seen an episode of Hot Ones.
Oh, God. One time I was hanging out with a gay friend and we were waiting to go to a before. We were at a befores instead of an afters.
And he was like, let's just, is what we called it in our day.
And he was like, let's just put on some episodes of Hot Ones. I think I got tricked into like watching five. If you've seen them one, you've seen them all.
I haven't seen any, so I haven't seen any. But I have seen anytime something goes viral from it, it'll trickle down, you know. You know about trickle down meme-onomics?
It gets to me.
It's like what needs to get to me gets to me. So thank you.
Okay. What else is getting to you right now?
Well, ladies. So I'm not done talking about Hot Ones.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So Ariana's going on Hot Ones?
Yep.
Well, that settles that. Who's your dream guest for Hot Ones?
Ooh. Sarah Bareilles.
I wish you cared about
Ellen Pompeo.
I wish you cared about anything good being created in the world.
Grimace.
Now we're talking.
Put Grimace on Hot Ones.
I would like Jasmine Masters. Honestly, RuPaul. Like, that would be an experience.
In or out of drag?
Out of drag, because she wouldn't never do it. Drag queen.
Yeah, okay. So you're down for the grimacification of Hot Ones,
I guess. Trixie Mattel.
I don't know if
it feels like a puppet.
Is Grimace a puppet or a mascot?
I keep thinking you're talking about Gromit.
Grimace, honey.
I know
the purple
Grimace.
Bitch.
Grimace's year is over. That was last year. This year's Grimace all about the Hamburglar.
From that place that sells chicken nuggets that I only eat with honey, not honey mustard.
This year's about the Hamburglar.
We've discussed that. You put it on your vision board.
It's not my vision. It's just the way it goes. This is the cycle of life. It's the year of the Hamburglar. It's like, you know, the year of the snake, year of the Grimace, year of the, who's the duck bitch that's from McDonald's? What's her name? girl.
Goosey girl.
Goosey girl. I have a bong that is a goose, and we call her Goosey LaDuca. Goosey LaDuca.
So what's up with the gooses on your homepage?
What goose is on my homepage?
On your lock screen.
Oh, well, it's one of the only things that's bringing me joy, so I'm sorry that I want to look at it sometimes.
I don't think I shat on your ducks. I asked about them.
So there were these ducks that are a part of like a farm, and the farm does live streams on Twitch, like 24/7 live streams of their animals. And it's like in another country over in Europe or something, Yugoslavia vibes. Anyway, so they're like live streaming their livestock or who now, whatever. And it was the night that a comet flew over the sky, and you can see it illuminating. It's in the nighttime, so the ducks are outside, you know, quacking and eating or doing whatever the ducks do at nighttime. And you can see it illuminate the entire sky, and the ducks look up, and they all stop quacking, and they watch it go over the sky. And it was just a beautiful moment. And it went viral, and so a lot of artists made their own renditions of these ducks or geese or whatever they were, and
a fowl
looking at the celestial beings in play, and a lot of artists contributed to their, you know, to the zeitgeist with their own interpretations of it. And so I started loving them. And then the more I interacted with them and liked them and retweeted them, the more I would see because of the algorithm. And so now I just get tons of them, all artists like posting their own versions of the ducks looking at the... It's genetic memory. It's in their DNA. They remember their ancestors seeing the comet before it hit. It's...
You think there were ducks back then?
No, birds are dinosaurs. Anyway, so one of the pieces of art is my phone background, and
you should get it as a tattoo.
You should mind your business.
A little duck seeing a comet fly over.
Don't give me an idea.
I'm not saying, yeah, I think that'd be cute.
I think you would be cute.
I am cute.
Yes.
Hey,
what do you want?
Do you have anything else to talk about?
I haven't even touched any of my 9 topics. You've just monopolized the entire episode. Well, what do you want? You want to hear about Nick Cannon, Demi Moore?
No.
Bernadette Peters?
No. Was Demi Moore in the news?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. So Demi Moore...
I'll give you 30 seconds.
Demi Moore went to go see Tom Holland. Do you know who Tom Holland is?
Yes, heard of her.
He's in a West End performance of Romeo and Juliet. Okay.
Heard of her.
She went to go see the play, and she brought her chihuahua, and she says her chihuahua was moved by his performance.
Okay. It's just like the goose. You had a very easy way to get into this.
Well, you know, humans are not the only animals that can appreciate artistry, you know, beauty, something bigger than themselves. And I believe the chihuahua to be a thespian and a lover of art. So
does it have a name?
Either it says Demi Moore reveals her chihuahua Pilaf was moved by Tom Holland's West End performance. So is it a chihuahua Pilaf? Is that like a brand of dog, or I mean like a breed of dog, or is that the dog's name? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
You want me to investigate further?
No, I keep seeing the cutest rescue dogs on TikTok, and I'm just like,
its name is Pilaf. I'm not done talking about Pilaf.
Pilaf.
This is not okay, actually, because when I went to go see Mad Max Furiosa,
I heard that's already out of the theaters.
Which is bonkers to me because I loved it. It was so good. I got chicken nuggets, tenders. I got two dipping sauces. I got a soda. I got Mike and Ike's. Anyway, there were two different groups of people, each with dogs, in the movie theater. I'm like, when did we start bringing our dogs to the arts? I would never.
Well, crouton.
Neither Willy nor crouton is allowed.
Crouton is what do they call it?
What?
I was gonna say uneducated pig.
Oh. Uncultured swine, I think, is yes, what you're going yes, for.
Yes, yes. I can't believe crouton is such an uncultured swine.
Well, you know, as cultured as crouton could be, I wouldn't subject him to other people. Like, I don't think, unless you're paying for a seat for the dog. Is this
the dog? The dog?
You can't get a seat for the dog.
You can't seat the dog.
I don't know. It's, to me, it's like, it's not, you need to pay for a seat for that dog. It's not a free ticket for the dog.
No. And I'm allergic to dogs. So if me having to sit by your dog in a movie theater.
Girl, take a Claritin.
Not fair to me. Listen, you know I'm always happy to, but I'm not going to show up to the movie theater thinking there's going to be a dog next to me.
Is there any animal that is okay to bring to the movie theater? No.
Yes.
Maybe a service animal. I'll accept it, and I will accept it, and I will not pet your service dog.
Oh, kind.
Oh, okay, my God. I was at the dog park, and somebody was there with... It was giving a divorced dad, okay? I know one when
with
I
children
see one.
Or with dog?
With a single toddler. And, okay. And it was giving visitation for the day and finding something to do with your son. I can read the room and I know what's going on. Trust
me. Familiar?
I'm familiar. So he thinks he can waltz right into the dog park, no dog, with a toddler, as if it's a petting zoo, as if it's like a open area. Go hang out with the dog, play with the dogs. He comes over to my dog, and I'm giving his dad a look. I'm giving the dad like, hello, and I'm backing away, and Willie's coming with me. And he goes, oh, is that okay? I go, well, I wouldn't let my kid play with a stranger's dog.
And he goes, how old was this baby?
Maybe 5, 6. He's the child is running around poking dogs. Poking. I'm like, here's what happens. You poke a dog, you roughhouse a dog in the dog park.
It'll roughhouse back.
It reacts like an animal. It reacts like the animal it is. It possibly yips, scratches, bites.
Nips,
whatever it is, whatever the reaction that would be called for. And you know who gets in trouble? The dog.
Judge Judy would have your back.
And so the dad got the message real quick. And he goes, oh, I thought he had asked for permission. I gave him a look like, you see your child running and chasing all these dogs. And there was one dog rolling around on the ground. And so the child was rolling around on the ground. And I'm thinking, your child is covered in piss. Covered. You don't even know the extent of the piss on this ground.
Maybe, honey, she's into piss play, honey.
And then the child goes, he's mean.
About a like, dog?
No, about me for not letting him pet my dog.
You got bullied by a child. And now you understand why I bully the child.
Anyway, so speaking of Father's Day, how do you think Nick Cannon is celebrating?
I'm not taking that bait. Father's Day's over. We missed it. Oh. It's gone.
Well,
you're living in the past, honey.
I actually am living in the past. We're recording this pre-Father's Day. Spoiler. According to people.com.
Oh, my God.
Nick Cannon wants to give all 11 of his kids, quote, the opportunity to connect with him on Father's Day. What do you think that looks like? A meet and greet? A round table?
Hey, speaking of meet and greet...
What?
So there I was having a gentleman caller leave my home.
Caller?
And he saw a framed photo of you and I in my kitchen. And he said, oh, you met Tyler Oakley? I said, huh? He said, is that from a meet and greet with Tyler Oakley?
What is the picture?
It's me and you on The Amazing Race.
It's us in Slumber Party Tour onesies with my backdrop.
It's you and I at the Camden Market or whatever it was called in London.
Oh, I like that picture.
Holding the clue.
Yes.
So he didn't even see the Amazing Race envelope. He just saw you. He thought me, 39-year-old man, had a framed picture of me from the Tyler Oakley meet and greet in my kitchen.
Likely place for you to spend your time.
I said, sir.
Was it before or after the calling?
After, on his way out.
So he really got the vibe from you that that was who you are and connected the dots. And
he said, hey, fan.
Yeah, well, it could happen to you.
So now I got to put that picture
away. That actually has happened to me in a different way. Like,
someone saw a picture of me and you and thought you were at my meet and greet?
No, I was at somebody's home for a gentleman caller, and I saw they had a picture of them at a meet and greet with somebody I knew.
Okay, Tanya Khan?
It was Tanya Khan. It was. It was not. But it was with somebody that we knew
name
from YouTube
them,
days.
Name
I'm not going name to name them. I'm not going to name them.
Name them.
And I thought, name oh, that's interesting.
Coward.
That's interesting.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. Another great episode.
Are we done? I didn't even get to talk about anything.
Well, the good news is we're a weekly show. Maybe some of this can carry over into next week.
Damn, you're so right. Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me. Da-da-all. You know where you can find Da-da-all?
Where?
At the Paddington Peru premiere.
Paddington? It's Paddington in Peru.
Listen.
Listening.
I didn't know that bear had a passport.
Baby, he's from Peru.
What?
Oh, my God.
You need spoiler alert.
It's the first scene of the first movie.
Paddington Bear. Why doesn't he have a British accent?
Well, you don't want to ask questions you don't want the answer to. What do you know about the imperialism? You can find me moderating the Nick Cannon child meet and greet roundtable discussion, where I will be answering and asking fan questions. So don't forget to submit your questions for Nick and his children.
I will give you $1. Look me in the eye if you can name one of his children.
Glinda.
All right. See you next week.